I'm sure many of you have a favorite day of the year, whether it's your birthday, a wedding anniversary, or something else. Well, PodRepu also had a favorite day, Christmas. Stay tuned to find out more. Welcome back to our YouTube channel following Padre Pio. If you're new to our channel, Padre Pio was a Capuchin friar, mystic, and miracle worker whose intercession is still very powerful and active today. We publish videos and shorts 5 days a week, so follow us to find out more about the life of this fascinating saint, and you will be amazed at what Padre Pio can do for you, a family member, or a friend. And now to our story. When Christmas time was coming around, Padre Pio couldn't contain his joy. Although he of course understood that Easter is the most important feast day of the year, he simply loved Christmas. It was to him the most beautiful day of the year, and many witnesses testified to his love for Christmas. One of them, Father Ignazio Dall'Elsi, the guardian of the convent at San Giovanni Rotondo, wrote in his diary on December 24, 1923, when Padre Pio was 36 years old. It is unnecessary to say with what passion Padre Pio celebrates Christmas. He thinks about it all the time. He counts the days to go from one Christmas to the next. The baby Jesus holds a special attraction for him. It is enough for him to hear a Christmas carol or a lullaby, and his spirit soars. To look at him, you'd think he were in ecstasy. Now, speaking of Padre Pio's special devotion to the baby Jesus, there are several accounts by witnesses who testify that they saw the baby Jesus in Padre Pio's arms. But they weren't thinking about the porcelain statue of baby Jesus that Padre Pio would so delightfully carry on Christmas Eve, as seen in this photograph. Rather, they testified to witnessing the actual baby Jesus in Padre Pio's arms. But before I share the testimonies, Padre Pio's biographer, Renzo Allegri, provides us with some background information to set the stage. You see, the Midnight Christmas Mass was a solemn Mass, so the guardian of the convent would have the privilege of celebrating it. However, knowing how much Padre Pio loved Christmas, every successive guardian would give the honor to Padre Pio, and every year it was a celebration that left a profound impression on those fortunate enough to attend. Note that the church was very difficult to reach, especially in the 1920s and 30s. The road was a rocky mule path, and in winter it was almost always covered in snow and ice. Nevertheless, many people would undertake the journey to attend Padre Pio's Christmas Mass, and it was a long Mass, sometimes only finishing at 5 o'clock in the morning. Can you imagine that? Before Mass, Padre Pio would greet those attending, and his face would already seem to be transfigured. Lucia Iadanza, one of his spiritual daughters, remembers an extraordinary event that happened on the night of December 24th, 1922. She shares, "The friars had brought an enormous brazier into the sacristy, and many people were standing around it in order to keep warm. We were reciting the rosary while waiting for the Mass. Padre Pio was praying with us. All of a sudden, in an aura of light, I saw the baby Jesus appear in his arms. Padre Pio was transfigured, his eyes gazing upon the glowing child in his arms, his face transformed by an astonished smile. When the vision disappeared, Padre Pio realized that I had seen everything. He drew close to me and told me not to mention it to anyone." Well, it seems that this experience was so profound that Lucia simply had to share it. Furthermore, a witness to a similar experience was Father Raffaele da Sant'Elia, who lived in the room next to Padre Pio for 35 years. He shares, "I had got up to go to the church for the Midnight Mass of 1924. The corridor was huge and dark, and the only illumination was the flame of a small oil lamp. Through the shadows, I could see that Padre Pio too was making his way to the church. He had left his room and was making his way slowly along the corridor. I realized he was swathed in a band of light. I took a better look and saw that he had the baby Jesus in his arms. I just stood there, transfixed in the doorway of my room, and fell to my knees. Padre Pio passed by, all aglow. He didn't even notice I was there. End of story. Now, I don't know about you, but these testimonies about Padre Pio's love for Christmas and the testimonies about him carrying the baby Jesus sincerely inspire me to appreciate Christmas for its real reason. Sure, gifts are nice and fun, but Padre Pio reminds us that the biggest gift is the one God gave to us, His only Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, the Redeemer of humanity. This is the true gift we should celebrate for Christmas, our Lord's birthday. So with that being said, I wish you all a Merry Christmas and a blessed New Year. And a very special thanks to all the members of our Protected Child of Padre Pio group, whose generous monthly support makes these videos possible for hundreds of thousands of people all over the world. Thank you for listening. Please do like and share this video to help our channel grow. And please give our channel a boost by continuing to watch another video. This will help with the YouTube algorithm. I have recommended some videos especially chosen for you on the end screen. Or just click on one of the links in the description below for a full selection of great Padre Pio stories, or our playlist of Padre Pio thoughts for the day. And don't forget to enroll your Mass intentions for next Friday's Padre Pio Holy Mass. You will find the link in the description below. And stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.